It was a busy day yesterday here at Elland Road.
Very, very busy.
Lots yeah. going on. What's the latest? You spoke, I believe, to Nicola Salerno. What's the latest on what happened with Steve Thompson?
Oh, yes. The latest is that Steve Thompson, as you know, has been suspended, and everyone wanted to understand the reason why they made this decision. I spoke with Nicola, and he explained to me that it was a decision they had in their heart, because their plan is not for the future. Thompson is not in their plan, in the plans of the club. I told him just why you haven't waited until the end of the season, and he told me I will explain to all the press in these days why I decided to suspend him from now and not wait until the end of the season. An opinion that I made is that in this situation there is a good thing for Leeds United fans, that is that we are now sure that Nicola Salerno and Massimo Cellino are already working for the next season. So I think that the previous ideas of leaving the club are now out from the possibility. I think that they will rule Leeds United even in the next season, and they are already planning the future of the club to build up the club as they want to be the best possible.
Ema, I've got to ask, in terms of this Thompson decision, was it a case that it was made yesterday, or had it been a case that there'd been meetings in the days leading up to this decision being announced?
Maybe. I repeat that Nicola Salerno refused to explain me well the reasons why they made the decision exactly yesterday. I think that they have a reason, but they didn't explain. They told me everyone will understand what their decision in the next days, because they will explain clearly.
Yeah, it's a difficult one. I mean, everybody's going to fear now for the future of Neil Redfern, and unsurprisingly, did Nicola Salerno say anything about Neil Redfern's future?
No, he didn't, but they are very happy of what Neil Redfern is doing. That is for sure. They are very satisfied of his job. So I think, this is my opinion, that Neil Redfern will remain on Leeds United bench.
Interesting. Also, there was a few rumours flying around yesterday that one of the reasons that some of the issues they're having was to do with Mirko Antonucci, and the fact that there's a clause in his contract to do with how many goals he scores, and if he scores a couple of more goals, he gets a new contract, and they didn't want him to be played because they don't want to give him a new contract.
Yes. Yesterday I spoke with the Mirko Antonucci's agent. They told me, they confirmed that this clause exists, that if he arrives to 12 goals, he will have a renewal of the contract, new contract. Yesterday evening, I think you know, his agent Silvio Parigliari made a statement, an official statement on his website, telling that it's true that there is this clause that with 12 goals gains a new contract, but he doesn't want to believe on the rumors that maybe Neil Redfern won't let him play the other matches just to avoid the fact that he could reach 12 goals, that these are not reliable things.